Reynolds.
Thank you, Dave. First of all, I want to thank everyone for the opportunity and also everything that Lehigh Valley for All has done to bring energy and passion to electing progressive candidates in Lehigh Valley. It's been a wonderful part of my political life to be a part of Lehigh Valley for All since 2017 and work with so many of you on so many great campaigns and election days. Our campaign for mayor is going fantastic. Last week, we announced the endorsement of our Congresswoman Susan Wild, and I think that's a reflection of the energy our campaign is creating and our vision for the future of Bethlehem. We've made a lot of progress as a city since Bethlehem Steel shut down, but there's a lot more work to do. And I feel strongly that we need a vision for our community, especially coming out of the pandemic, if we're going to grow and prosper this year and beyond. I've long felt we need to continue our economic redevelopment and revitalization efforts that separate Bethlehem from a lot of cities, and we've got to keep building a city where everyone matters. We need to implement our climate action plan to make our city healthier and more sustainable. And more than anything, we must have a vision for what we can be. Our optimism in Bethlehem has always overcome the negative and cynical voices among us. And I know I see a lot of Bethlehem residents here, and they would all agree. Our best days are in front of us if we can rely on our creativity, imagination, and passion to guide our future. During my time on city council, I focused on job creation, neighborhood revitalization, climate action, and increasing opportunities for every citizen who calls Bethlehem home. In the past couple of years, I've also, and I see some of my colleagues here who voted unanimously for these resolutions as well, in support of Medicare for All, full and equitable funding for public education, and raising the minimum wage. The pandemic has also shown us that we need to design better systems and increase cooperation in our community between our cities, our school districts, our counties, and our healthcare networks. And think about where our systems have failed to protect our most vulnerable during the pandemic. With that in mind, I think progress is only possible when we're able to create coalitions of individuals and institutions that are committed to change. And I think our efforts with climate action and neighborhood revitalization in particular have shown the work that I'm capable in that area. I guess I would finish by saying the only real limitation we have as a city is whatever we put on ourselves. And this isn't about who we were or who we are. It's what I like to say. It's who we can be as Democrats, as families, as a city. There's more information available at jwilliamreynolds.org, and we're all over social media if you would like to learn more about our campaign. We've been releasing kind of 60 to 90 second videos called the Bethlehem Corner, where we discuss kind of the progress we've made in different areas and my ideas about how we can do more. So check them out if you can. Thanks again for giving me a couple of minutes, and I look forward to gaining everyone's support and our vision for Bethlehem going forward. Thank you.